comes the coach here now.
Yeah. Folks, Saskatoon Blades head coach Brendan Sonny, giving him a big round of applause. What a season for this team.
I can't imagine what the emotion and the feeling is right now for you, but put it into words for us, please.
Massively, massively sad. Six overtime games. Game seven goes to overtime. You're right there. It's one shot, like last shot wins. We had a lead in game six. That goes to overtime, too. We had looks late. Not to say that we didn't, like, leave it all out there. Mm-hmm. Like, we worked. We worked, and we played crazy hard tonight. So, just sad that the result didn't reflect that.
Sad, disappointed, but I'd have to think to a large degree proud of what your team was able to put forward tonight and throughout this season.
So if we just kind of remove from the what just happened,
yep.
You know, this is junior hockey, and these are young men aged 16 to 20. And I'll tell you right now, I have never seen a group of junior hockey players full of better human beings, future all-stars in our community, incredible citizens. This entire group was... from the staff, Whitey, Slimmer, everyone, the players, the coaches, everyone was all in, and we did absolutely everything we could. So if you remove the hockey disappointment and the bummer that it feels like right now, this is an incredible group of young men.
Adam?
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know less to ask about your 20-year-olds, but just your goaltender, Evan Gardner, I mean, doesn't turn 18 until June, I believe, and just what can you say about his season and the playoffs he had?
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic. He's going to be a heck of a goalie. He is already, but I'm talking about at the next level. He has the right mindset for it. He's just what's next and next shot mentality, and he's a special goalie, no question.
And just the support you've received throughout the city, not only tonight, but throughout the year as well.
You know, I'm not from Saskatoon. I'm a BC guy. The minute I moved here, we were greeted with nothing but warmth, community. My daughter was born here. We got our dog just south of the city. I will say this city and how they treat the Blades, the support we've had all season and in the 3 years I've been here has been nothing short of incredible. The mojo in this rink, especially the last two playoff runs last year and this year, has been something special. I thank you so much for all the support, and we did everything we could. That's the only thing I would say. We left it all out there, and we wanted to bring a championship back so bad for you guys, but it wasn't in the stars.
Touch on your three 20-year-olds before I let you go, who just played their last game, unfortunately, of junior hockey.
Army, we acquired this year, and what a burst of energy. He loves playing hockey. Mm-hmm. He is a fantastic teammate, fantastic human being. Just a pleasure to be around every day. He's an energy provider. Trevor, it's been 2 3/4 years with Trev. And, you know, he was our captain for a reason. He is the consummate teammate and just the biggest heart you could imagine. It's 10 sizes too big, I would say. And Chuck Wright, what a monster of a hockey player. He is a pro through and through, and what a human being as well. I mean, these are the kids that are going out into our society now, and we can rest assured they're three good young men going out into our society.
Coach, thank you for joining us. Thank you for indulging me throughout the season. And folks, say it here right now with their applause. Thanks for joining us throughout the year. All the best. We'll see you in the fall.
Thanks, everyone.
Head coach Brennan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades joining us as part of our live interview segment.